This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Bats are not just annoying creatures that sometimes accidentally fly into the house through the chimney. Something like bees, they play a critical role, and officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say they've now confirmed a devastating bat fungus has spread to Michigan. White nose syndrome was first discovered in New York in 2006. Already, summer bat populations in the Northeast are down by 70 to 80%. Bill Scullin is the statewide bat program coordinator for the DNR. I asked him to explain the importance of bats.
Well, bats are important for a lot of reasons in Michigan. They're an integral part of our ecology. All 9 species of bats we have in Michigan are insectivores. They eat insects, lots and lots of insects. And a lot of insects that cause us a lot of agricultural damage and forest health damage, as well as public safety concerns with West Nile with mosquitoes. The insects like gypsy moths and forest tent caterpillars, corn ear worms. So things that cost us a lot of money. As a matter of fact, there was a study in 2011 by Boyles that came out in Science publication that they calculated that at that time that the bats in Michigan had an economic benefit of $528 million to $1.2 billion for farmers for agricultural purposes. That translates to about $75 per acre of a benefit from bats consuming those insects that would cause us agricultural damage. That doesn't include the forest health aspect of things. So they do have a dramatic impact from an economic standpoint of value as such. But from a stewardship standpoint and a resource standpoint, they also have value because they're an integral part of our ecosystem. And this disease, unfortunately, imperils a whole suite of bats, not just one species, but potentially upwards of 5 species in Michigan, if not all 9. We know of 5 that are vulnerable for sure.
Can you tell us a little bit about what states that have had widespread problems with white nose syndrome have seen in bats in terms of mortality?
Sure. The unfortunate course of action, what happens is when they detect a white nose, whether it be very early on in the infection with the fungus that causes it, Pseudopneumococcus destructans, it takes a certain load of the fungus spores in the environment to start to manifest the disease. But once you start to see the clinical disease in bats, usually the first year you'll see bats that have this white fungus growing on their muzzles, on their exposed skin, and you may or may not see mortality from it. The second year, bats will come back to this site and be reinfected by the fungus. What happens is in the summertime they leave, they groom the fungus off themselves, they can actually heal somewhat from it. They go out and they feed on insects all summer long. They come back to the same site, which is infected with the fungus now, and they get infected. The fungus grows on them, and it causes such a chronic irritation, lesions of their skin, that they arouse from hibernation prematurely and more frequently than they normally would naturally do. And doing so, they burn up their fat reserves. And as you can imagine, a bat in Michigan hibernation has to have enough energy from the end of September to make it through till almost May with no opportunity to feed on insects. So as they burn up these fat reserves prematurely, what happens is you'll see bats actually dying in sight in large numbers, or they'll succumb on the landscape, or they'll emerge in the middle of wintertime and actually come out in the snow, and you'll see bats will come out, and then they die of exposure in large numbers around a cave or a mine site that has white nose syndrome. And states that have had this phenomenon, like in eastern states like New York that first discovered in 2006 and Pennsylvania, have seen some of their larger hibernacula, or many of their hibernaculas, the populations crash by 90-95% or more, and their summer range for bats become virtually, you know, non-existent. There's very few bats on the landscape, period. So that's unfortunate fate that we're looking at.
Does the state have any plan to try to preserve the bat population now that the disease is here in Michigan?
We've had a plan in place for several years now, trying to, one, mitigate disease coming here and put it off as long as possible. There's 2 things we can try and do. One is try and mitigate the human risk factor for transporting the fungus around to cause the disease. So we have restricted access to sites and try to do whatever we could to try and keep that from happening, people being the source of contamination. But we can't stop bats from flying around and contaminating themselves and contaminating other bats. The other thing is we try to continue to identify those critical sites where bats are hibernating, those mines and caves in the state of Michigan, where they gather in large numbers, they concentrate, they migrate to these sites, where they're vulnerable during hibernation. So we want to protect these sites for the long-term conservation of the species. So hopefully someday there may be a treatment that we can use in the environment that's safe for the bats and the environment. So we have these sites protected. What we do is we We identify these sites. We go out and we survey them. And if there are bats there, we work with the respective landowner, whoever that may be, or funding sources to find money to do this, and build these custom steel structures on top of them, or the entrances that are called bat gates, that allow the bats to fly in and out freely, but prohibit the public from getting access. So it ensures public safety, but also conserves that habitat for the long term. Because you're talking about species that live upwards of 25, 30 years, and they may only produce one young a year. So to lose, 90% of the population, it may take a very, very long time to rebuild that population over time.
And that was a question for me, too. When you're looking at something like a state that's only had this disease since 2006 and they've seen population losses of 70 to 80%, is there any concern about bats becoming endangered or even perhaps extinct?
Yes. Some of the population models that have been done out at universities at the national level predict that species such as common as the little brown bat, which is widely distributed across North America, if this disease does not change course, something doesn't happen to radically alter the current plan of events, you're looking at, possible extirpation of those species. So it is a very serious concern.
Thanks again for your time today.
No problem.
And that was Bill Scullin. He's the statewide bat program coordinator for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. The department announced today it has confirmed white nose syndrome in bats in three Michigan counties, Alpena, Mackinac, and Dickinson. This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.